And there's people on the pitch.
Sports on 107.5.
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.
Rob, we're here at Coles Day for the Sutton Charity Club. You just played Sutton Coldfield Town. Commiserations on the result. Give us your thoughts on the game to begin with, Dave.
We're happy with it, to be honest. I think we saw the difference in the quality of the finishing. You know, you've got a Luke Rogers who had a career in the game, and that showed. Overall, in general play, you'd have struggled to pick a difference between the teams. And, you know, we were very disappointed to go behind after having a long period in control. But it showed that if you don't take your chances, you get punished. And that was the difference on the day. We played some good one-touch stuff. It was encouraging for us to play so well on the 3G, because obviously having our own going in, that's what we want to do, and we've got a few games through pre-season on that and on the grass as well to take us into the season fully prepared.
What's your thoughts on the season ahead though? Do you feel you've got a squad that can compete?
I think we've improved our squad from where we were at the start of last season. I think we've carried on the good work and retained the majority of the players from last season, where we finished very strongly. It was a hard start. The league has got stronger, and I think it was a very different league last year with Hereford being in it, and there were a few clubs that I think kept their powder dry and retained a bit of a budget for this year, and there are some teams out there who are going to be having very competitive budgets. We don't play in budget ourselves. We've got to look at attracting players on the back of how we do things, which Bolton have always done well. We've got a great record of not losing players to teams in our own league, like Charlie Morris, who's just signed now for Solihull Moors. You know, players generally go upwards. You know, Joe Ling playing out there today. He's a Bolton lad, came through ourselves. He's got a certain shirt on today, playing two divisions highest, and proud of our record in pushing players through. So we're happy that we've retained the majority of the squad. We feel we've added quality in good areas. So there's some really encouraging performances out there today from some of the new lads. So it's encouraging. I think with no playing budget, it's going to be really hard to be in the top two or three. But we said that before we finished runners up to Sivenhoff. So who knows? We've got to, you know, it's a cliche to say we can take our inspiration from Leicester, but we've got to do it. That's what we've got to do. And we know we can beat anybody on our day. We showed that last year. But what we've got to do is produce that consistently. And if anything's been our downfall, it's generally been those games against the weaker teams where we failed to put teams away and ended up being on the end of an upset. And if we can control that, we're really looking forward to having the facility to train at home. To train on the surface while playing at home, rather than mixing and matches between a third of a pitch here, a third of a pitch there, and a park here and there. That will enable us to put much better sessions in on shape and patterns of play, and hopefully tactically we'll see an improvement there, because Stu airs his frustrations at not being able to put it into action with the facilities. We're doing something about that, and he's absolutely right, but he understands the position that we've been working towards getting the surface down. But now training at home Tuesdays, Thursdays, you know, it's going to be players are going to want to turn up to train.
Looking at the start of the season, my understanding is, like, with this situation, by the time the pitch gets properly installed, I'm right in thinking that for the first maybe month or so of the season you're going to be mainly playing away games. If that's the case though, Rob, do you think that might work in your favour to tell in the season?
We will have to do that. I think, you know, the weather has caused one or two issues. The heavy rain came at the worst time for us, when the groundworks were going on, where the levelling was taking place, and work had to stop. So we're probably a couple of weeks behind the original schedule. But we can move things around based on the fact that we're having the two five-a-side pitches and the main pitch done, that we prioritise the main pitch so that we're playing at home as soon as possible. So hopefully with a fair wind, you know, we'd get that sometime during August, and I'd take that now if I was offered that. And that's we're all the same in that though. Obviously the sooner the better. If we can start with four or five away games and get a good start, and the FA have helpfully drawn us away in both cup competitions in both of the first two rounds, even though that is against the same team, which is something that seems to happen to us quite
regularly. A great
regularly.
Bonus.
But it is a bonus. In, you know, Chase Town have very kindly offered to host our FA competition games when we need them, so they will be the replay venue. But we need to, you know, we need to get the job done in the first game and get on with the league fixtures. And then when we do get the home game, it is a change, and although we're excited about playing on it, I know Coleshill found the transition a little bit difficult at times, and it isn't automatic that it's suddenly going to become an advantage for you, because the pitch is going to be a real carrot to a lot of players. We all love going to good pitches, or football people always do. You look forward to playing at good places, and with the groundworks that are going on as well, the stadium's going to look absolutely fantastic, so people are going to enjoy coming, and we've got to be prepared for that.
Well, experience, I suppose, isn't it? It's not just the pitch, it's how the club adapts now to a new way of working as a club.
Absolutely, the dynamic has absolutely changed. It's so exciting. You feel things are happening at such a pace, you feel like you're flying by the seat of your pants at times, but it's certainly on an upward curve. There's a real buzz about the place, and the amount of people asking questions, the amount of people who are showing such an interest, they keep popping down and having a look, and I'm there full time now in my other capacity managing the stadium, so it's a real exciting time. In some ways I envy the people who came last season, saw it as it was, and were just walking without seeing any of the warts and all that we see at the moment, and now just see the finished product that then has the wow factor. But it's going to be exciting for all of us. It's a brilliant time for the club, and I've been around over 20 years now, and it's just the most exciting thing to happen.
Well, Rob, it's great to talk to you today. I'm both from Switch Radio. Wish you very well, and we'll catch you again very soon.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Cheers, Rob.
And there's people on the business.
Sports on 107.5
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.